This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The widow of assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse spoke Friday at his funeral in his hometown amid heavy security following violent protests and fears of political volatility in the Caribbean nation. A U.S. delegation and other dignitaries hurried to vehicles as reports emerged of shots fired and crowd control gas used on protesters outside the funeral. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. remains deeply concerned about the unrest in Haiti.
In this critical moment, Haiti's leaders must come together to chart a united path that reflects the will of the Haitian people. We remain committed to supporting the people of Haiti in this challenging time.
Authorities have said that at least 26 suspects have been arrested in the killing, including 18 former Colombian soldiers. Police are still looking for several more suspects they say were involved in the assassination plot. Search teams have ended their efforts at the site where a 12-story condominium collapsed outside Miami nearly a month ago. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Members of the South Florida Task Force 2 were among the Miami fire units packing up and leaving where the 12-story Champlain Tower South building once stood in Surfside. Task Force leader Scott Dean tells WPLG.
Providing closure to families was the ultimate test of everybody here, and I think we did our best to do that, to make sure that everybody knew that we were in it 1,000%. To make sure that they had the closure they needed.
97 bodies have been found. One person, Estelle Hedaya, remains unaccounted for. The June 24th collapse spurred inspections of older buildings. The 28-story courthouse in Miami, built in 1928, and two apartment buildings were closed after structural problems were found. I'm Tim McGuire.
This is VOA News. Fireworks illuminated the sky over Japan's National Stadium in Tokyo as the Olympic opening ceremony came to an end Friday night. The opening ceremonies of the pandemic-delayed games were held without spectators as a measure to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, although some dignitaries and invited guests attended, including U.S. First Lady Jill Biden. IOC President Thomas Bach called it a day of hope.
It is very different from what all of us had imagined. But let us cherish this moment. Finally, we are all here together.
Officials banned spectators from all venues in the Tokyo area, with limited audiences allowed at a few outlying sites, in a step taken by the authorities to try to curb the spread of the virus. Infections have been surging, with Tokyo hitting a six-month high of 1,979 daily cases on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has told Congress that she will start taking emergency measures next week to keep the government from an unprecedented default on the national debt. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a letter to House and Senate leaders, Yellen said her actions will buy time until Congress can pass legislation to either raise or suspend the debt limit. It's been suspended for the past 2 years, but is set to go back into effect at the end of the month. If Congress does not act by August 2nd, Yellen says additional extraordinary measures will be needed to prevent the United States from defaulting on its obligations. That, she says, would cause irreparable harm to the U.S. economy and the livelihoods of all Americans. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki had this.
We expect Congress to act promptly to raise or suspend the debt limit and protect the full faith and credit of the United States.
The total debt subject to the limit currently stands at $28.4 trillion. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Cleveland, Ohio's Major League Baseball team has a new name. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The team has been the Indians since 1915.
Together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
The new name was revealed in a video narrated by Tom Hanks. The change was triggered by a national reckoning by teams and institutions to permanently drop logos and names considered racist.
And now it's time to unite as one family. What community to build the next era for this team and this city, to keep watch and guard what makes this game the greatest.
Not far from the team's ballpark, on a bridge over the Cuyahoga River, are two large landmark stone edifices referred to as Guardians. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.